Chris Stout. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, darling. I can't tell, darling. You're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas.
History of rock and roll.
The sound of Dixieland shared a comeback with Louis Armstrong's Hello Dolly in 1964. The Village Stompers brought back the joys of early jazz with Washington Square. This revival of tradition bordered a revolution in pop writing and performance, a revolution which had been brewing in England for 2 years. The Beatles fired the first shot, and the second, and the third, with a series of 1964 records.
As I write this letter, send my love to you.
Beatles are a large part of approaching chapters on the history of rock and roll, among them a special Beatles section. P.S. I Love You was one side of their first English release, very much a pop sound. Dean Martin was another participant in 64 pop music. He sold 1 million copies of this record.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it worse.
Nino Tempo rearranged a song heard earlier in the history of rock and roll, Deep Purple, sang it with his sister April Stevens, and had a 1964 hit. Charles Singers, no relation to the Ray Charles of I Can't Stop Loving You, also scored in 64.
This.
Rockumentary furthers its 1964 chart sweep with a French entry.
Dominique, Nick, 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 s'en allait tout simplement. Routier, pauvre et chantant. En tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Il ne parle que du bon Dieu. Dominique, Nick, Nick, s'en allait tout simplement. Pauvre et chantant, en tout chemin, en tout lieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu, il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
Besides Dominica by the singing nun in French, there were English sounds in 64. Among them, the barbershop harmony of the Bachelors, who paid tribute to Diane.
Smile for me.
Streisand conquered both Broadway and popular music in 1964, the first in Funny Girl, and the second with a song from that play, People.
People, people who need people.
Was a notable year for Roger Miller. His sadly humorous view of a vagabond sold a million copies.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of
Tom Jones was an English star who clicked in 65 with a dynamic interpretation of a Burt Bacharach song written for the film What's New Pussycat? Of rock and roll resumes with another big movie title from 1965.
Tree of rock and roll.
Goldfinger. He's the man, the man.
fashion of Shirley Bassey contrasts with the style of another English woman who shared the charts with her in 65, Mary Ann Faithfull.
Winter's almost gone, oh, how I've waited so long for the summer nights. When there's magic in the air and I don't ever care, all that matters to me is that you are here on summer nights.
Many singers have come into pop music from show business families. Rick Nelson, Liza Minnelli, Dino, Desi and Billy, Nancy and Frank Sinatra Jr., and Gary Lewis, who talked about his decision to sing for the history of rock and roll.
Trying to do exactly what my dad's doing right off the bat, you know. Now, that's stupid. I could never do what he's doing now, you know. So I got a group together and you know, started doing something that he had never done. Sort of like earning my own identity first. And then if I make it there, I can go into comedy or do a picture or maybe a TV series and people will know it's me, you know.
Who wants to buy this diamond?
The sixth biggest record of 1965 introduced another British star to the United States.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know.
Pet Clark to the third biggest record of 1965. Next on the History of Rock and Roll.
History of Rock and Roll.
Mr. Lonely was the number three record from all of 1965, a year which saw Ramsey Lewis broaden beyond the jazz market into pop music with an instrumental version of The In Crowd.
Come on.
What the world needs now is love has become more than a popular song. Its lyrics were and are an expression of the times. Jack E.D. Shannon had the original popular version in the United States in 1965. Campy English Music Hall Revival was one of the biggest records of 1966, the focus of the next portion of the pop chart sweep, as the history of rock and roll continues in a moment.